Shvius Perikei Mishnah Dalet 5-4. The following mission discusses the question of how one extracts from the ground certain bulbs and other subterranean plants that completed the ripening in the sixth year and therefore aren't Kedusha Shvius, that he wants to pull out on the seventh year. Now, the problem is if you start digging the ground to pull out bulbs in the seventh year, it looks like you're working your land. And that's a Maris Lion problem of working the land on Shvius. Therefore, the question is, how does one go about extricating these bulbs from the ground on the Shemitah year? We'll have three different plants that we're going to talk about. The din is the same for all of them, basically. One is the Luf. We had that already once. The Arum, previous Mishnah, sort of relative of the onion. Second, we have onions themselves, or at least summer onions. And the third is Pua. Pua is translated as madder, M-A-D-D-E-R. It's a plant used to make red dye. In any case, for all those three things, luf shel erev shvius, if you have a sixth year luf, shenichnas l'shvius, which now has entered into the seventh year, and you want to extract it from the ground. V'chein, the same principle would apply, b'tzalim ha-keitzonim, with summer onions. The Bartner gives two pshatim exactly what it means by summer onions. Either it means that they are just planted in the summer and can stretch over from the summer back into the next, you know, you plant them in the summer of the sixth, they ripen there, but they stretch out over into the seventh year because they're planted in the summertime instead of in the winter as normally things are planted, or it means they were left out in the summer or long to dry out. Whatever the case, same principles at work here. V'chein pua shel idis, same goes for the pua, this red dye plant. Shel idis, idis is ideal ground as opposed to Benonis and Ziburis, less than ideal ground for planting. The point here is this pua is growing in very fertile ground. And that being the case, for all these three things, if you start digging the ground to extract them, it looks like you're digging the ground to plant on Shvius, which is the problem. So how do you do it? The answer is you have to do it in a Mishuna, with a Shinui. You have to do it in a way that's unusual, not the usual way of digging out of the ground. So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Okrim Osan Ba'Ma'arufos Shel Eitz. You have to use wooden shovels. No one uses wooden shovels normally to do working in the ground. Wood is not sharp, it's not hard, and so on, and not ideal. So the fact that you're using a wooden shovel to extract these plants shows you're not really working the ground to do planting. You're doing something unusual, namely pulling these things out of the ground. Beis Hillel is more lenient. Beis Hillel omrim bekardumos shel matachet. You can use a kardum of metal, meaning you can use a metal implement, just not the ideal implement. The ideal implement would be a metal shovel, a spade. But here, you can use a kardum. Now, a kardum, I just actually had it a few Mishnayos ago, and I translated it as a hatchet. The truth is that a kardum is a tool that has two sides to it, basically two blades, one which is vertical and one which is perpendicular to the ground, and one which is more or less parallel with the ground. If you want to see a picture of how at least I understand and a kardum to be, you can just Google a cutter, C-U-T-T-E-R, mattock, M-A-T-T-O-C-K. Fine. So the point is that the front side, let's call it, is like an axe, right? A good old-fashioned axe. It's got a blade that's perpendicular to the ground and a hatchet. You can use for cutting things. We were cutting down olive trees not long ago, earlier in the parak here, with a kardum. Obviously, that's not ideal for digging the ground. The other side, however, has the blade perpendicular to the ground, parallel to the ground. That's really called, as much as the front is called an axe, the back is called an adze, A-D-Z-E. Google that too if you want. So you can imagine, like, if you have an axe head which is parallel to the ground, you could use that for like digging up a bulb out the ground. Now, it wouldn't be ideal because you're digging in the ground like a hoe type action, which is not good for extracting things. Familiar with the hoe, but at least it'll work. So the point is, it says Beis Hillel, no need to use wooden tools because it is a pain in the neck, I guess, and very difficult to use. You can use a metal tool, but you can't use the ideal metal tool of a shovel, which would be used for planting stuff. Rather, use the kardum, the mattock, which is okay, but not ideal for extraction. That's enough of a shinui, enough of an unusual way of digging the ground. That'll be clear to everybody you're using this tool to extract these luf, b'tzalim, etc., and not for planting new things. Umodim, and everyone agrees, meaning Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. But Pua Shel Tzalaos, when you have Pua that's planted, Bumshat and Tzalaos is on the edge of the field, like Tzela means a side. So on the edge of the field where one normally wouldn't plant new crops because there's traffic there, it's not a great place to plant. So if the Pua is planted on the Tzalaos, on the edge, She'okr Nasaba Kadema Shel Matechet, then even Beis Shammai agrees you could use a cardo made out of metal for extracting that Pua, because it's enough of a shinri. The fact that you're using a cardum and the fact that it's on the edge is enough to tell everyone that you're not really planting new fields.